All right, so this was Saturday, August 14th, and so we were at Lamoureux Field, and I saw Derby for the first time this year, and they lost a tight game near the end on a penalty shot against defending champion Masters. And so I have head coach Mirko Schroff here, and we're just going to talk about first a few comments on tonight's game.
Yeah, thanks very much. Obviously, tough game, tough result for us. I thought, looking at the 90 minutes, we played a good game tonight.
Yes.
We were very organized.
Yes.
I'll say very disciplined. Our defensive approach worked for most parts of the game. Didn't create as many chances as we'd like to going forward. Little bit of urgency needed, especially in and around the box, creating final acts. But overall, a very good team performance. Unfortunately, with a big mistake we made in the last 10 minutes there, giving the ball away and then lunging in on a ball that's already been lost, creating that penalty against us.
They've got a huge Rolodex of players they can bring in. And so all the subs are as good as the starters. So, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
But your defense is pretty good, I noticed, tonight. Always tough. Even with that goal, they've still only let in 4 goals in 3 games. And it seems over the years that you've always been good on defense. Is there any attribute you can make to that?
Yeah, I think, most guys we have in our back line are experienced guys, and then complemented by a couple younger guys that are kind of working their way into the squad and kind of become the new generation of Derby players that we're trying to kind of bring out as a new crop. And obviously, it's something. We had a couple slip-ups now this year already in those 3 games with those 4 goals. 2 of them were similar to tonight. And it's hurting us a bit, obviously, because we're not getting traction with regards to getting the points in that I feel we deserve based on the performances overall. But it's also on the other end, we need to create more chances and have a bit more creativity when it comes to the final third in trying to improve there as well.
Yeah, good point. Now, because the season is so late in starting, it appears you're one of the teams, I guess like most, that are going to lose a few more players than you already have. And how are you going to cope as the season goes by? You've got some other folks in mind to bring in?
Yeah, so we have still a core of, I'll say, our veterans that are 25, 26, so they're post-secondary already, they're not going to move. But yeah, we are going to lose 2 or 3 players in the next 2 weeks. And we also have a reserve team, so that's where we're going to field our, I'll say, call-ups from, because those are homegrown players that came through the club, 03s, 04s, and it's a good opportunity for them to kind of get a feel for the league and trying to see what the next level is for them moving forward.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for talking to me.